If you remember, during the 2015 legislative session, Idaho lawmakers passed a bill to allow CBD oil for treatment of certain epilepsy or seizure disorders. Governor Butch Otter vetoed that, saying the change would be another step toward legalizing marijuana. He instead created an experimental program where 30 Idaho children with intractable epilepsy are part of a drug trial where they are being treated with a commercial version of CBD oil. Success has been reported in reducing those children's seizures. But with more than 20,000 Idahoans suffering from epilepsy, is this trial enough to make a real difference? Idaho is now only one of four states where marijuana-derived CBD oil is completely illegal. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this pretty controversial topic here in Idaho are Dr. Christine Hahn, Medical Director of Idaho's Division of Public Health, and Dr. Robert Wexler, Medical Director for the Idaho Comprehensive Epilepsy Center. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to start really basic. Just explain what CBD oil is.
Well, CBD oil, as you may have heard about it from just public sites
and so forth,
is an oil that is extracted from the marijuana plant and is at least supposedly high in this particular cannabinoid called CBD. Now, that's not always able to be proven, but that is what it is sold as.
And it doesn't have certain, you know, side effects, correct, that when we talk about regular marijuana. Am I right in that?
Right. So cannabis, the plant, has 400 plus different chemicals in it, about 100 of which are these cannabinoids. The two most common cannabinoids in cannabis are THC and CBD, and they're very, very different from each other. They bind to different receptors in the brain and the rest of the body. So you don't get any of the intoxicating effects with CBD that you get with THC. And one of the areas of controversy is that with a lot of the kind of craft preparations that are available in other states, there's no guarantee that there's not cross-contamination with THC, with pesticides, with heavy metals, and there's no guarantee that the reported concentration of CBD is accurate in those products.
Now, how does that work, though? Because didn't the FDA just recently approve the use of CBD oil or some type of use of it?
Well, so they didn't really approve CBD oil per se. They approved a product called Epidiolex, which is CBD
oil. This is the commercial version, correct?
Yeah, it's a pharmaceutical grade. So they grow the plants in a very controlled greenhouse environment. So there's no variability from batch to batch, from bottle to bottle.
Mm-hmm.
There are no contaminants. And they did traditional placebo-controlled pivotal trials with that product. My practice was one of the research sites for that research. And they've made that product also available through these expanded access programs, what used to be called compassionate use programs.
So let's talk about this drug trial, for lack of a better term, that is going on here in Idaho with these 30 children. So it is if they have epilepsy, correct? And the goal is to see if basically this commercial version of CBD works, correct?
Right. So we had a pretty good sense from the ongoing research that there were people who could benefit from the product at the pharmaceutical dosing. And these programs became available through partnerships between the company making the product and either academic institutions or state institutions to provide compassionate use to children who are severely affected by epilepsy, who had tried and had not achieved success in seizure control with many of their other treatments that are available on the market. So we were one of a couple dozen programs like this across the country.
So tell me about when a child in particular has epilepsy, and we talk about these seizures. They can get worse over time, correct? Or are they controllable? I mean, what happens?
So it's highly variable, right?
So
epilepsy is super common. One out of 26 people will get a diagnosis of epilepsy at some point in their life. About two-thirds of the time, we can get them completely seizure-free with medication, often with the first or second thing that we try. And then there's this about one-third of the epilepsy population that is difficult to treat no matter what we try. The Epidiolex was approved in a couple of very, very specific types of epilepsy. So for the seizures associated with Lennox-Gastaut syndrome and Dravet syndrome. So those diagnoses were required for participation in the pivotal trials. Mm. In our program in here in Idaho, it was for any child with catastrophic epilepsy, regardless of the type.
And Dr. Hahn, should people be concerned when we talk about CBD oil, especially with this commercial FDA-approved version of it? Because there is so much controversy around it, at least within our state, because we are still one of four states that it is completely illegal.
Yeah, the way I think of it now is talking to other physicians, I think most physicians believe that there is probably benefit of CBD oil, not only for epilepsy, which has now been proven and it's now we have a licensed drug for, there is probably benefit for other things. It might be effective in anything from pain to anxiety to other conditions that it's been purported to work for. But being physicians, we want to see the data. We want to see good science being done, like Dr. Wexler was alluded to. And I think most physicians are hoping that with this changing environment, legal landscape around the country, that more and more well-designed clinical studies like the one Dr. Wexler was involved with for epilepsy, that we start seeing those studies being done and published for whether it's pain, anxiety, even things like getting people off of opioids or other drugs has been proposed. So the science isn't there for most of these other conditions, but there's hope that now it can be done.
And that is part of the crux right there, is that because it has been criminalized for so long that it's hard to get some of that research done. So therefore, if you don't have the science behind it, it's hard to say if it's effective or not.
Well, you know, I think there's been a lot of misunderstanding around that issue. The science is not all that hard to do. You just have to go through the right steps, right? So originally, all cannabis products, all products derived from cannabis were under the Schedule 1 with the DEA, which means no medical value whatsoever and high abuse potential. With the studies that were done, Epidiolex now, and this is a very kind of interesting nuance, right? So CBD oil from a dispensary somewhere is still Schedule 1 and illegal.
Right.
Whereas Epidiolex was rescheduled by the DEA to Schedule 5, and it's available by prescription nationwide, including in Idaho.
But that is because it has been regulated, correct?
That the science was done.
Right.
It was approved. And now additional research with Epidiolex, with that particular version of CBD, is going to be that much easier to do.
And we're not talking, and once again, when we talk about Epidiolex, these do not have the hallucinogenic, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah,
you know, the side effects of that. We're not seeing that because that's taken out of it, correct?
Right. But there are some safety things to be aware of. So first of all, the pharmaceutical grade product, the success that was seen in the studies, was at doses substantially higher than the recommended servings that people get from dispensaries. At those higher doses, there were some safety issues, particularly in combination with other drugs. So at the high dose that was approved, one out of six study patients had abnormal liver function tests, significantly abnormal liver function tests, particularly when Epidiolex was used in combination with an older drug called Valproate. And so it's, even though it's available by prescription, my hope is that prescribers will be very much aware of those potential drug interactions and safety issues before they start prescribing.
So that comes down to being under the care of a physician and really using this drug for what it's meant for. And that's part of the goal.
Correct.
Yeah. So where do you hope we end up when it comes to the use of CBD oil for medical purposes? I mean, you see patients all the time. I mean, you see the types of pain they're in, or when you talk about epilepsy, especially in a child, when nothing else seems to work. Yet there's just, I mean, people have very strong opinions about this.
Right. I think we both have heard a lot of the opinion, a lot of discussions about this. I think where I'll speak for myself, let Dr. Wexler answer as well. But where I hope we end up is that I hope the science gets done now. I really do. I feel like I would love to have, and I think every physician would love to have more options that they can truly recommend with confidence for patients, and that patients can take knowing the safety, you know, whether it's safe and effective. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I really would love to see things start to move, and I think they are.
Well, and I really want to see the science and the politics separated from each other, right? So within the context of CBD, we hear these stories of this person has tried everything. You know, there are 24 molecules available for the treatment of epilepsy today, one of which is CBD. Those lend themselves to all kinds of therapeutic combinations. There are three electronic devices that can be implanted. There's a variety of surgeries that can be done. I've seen thousands of epilepsy patients since I moved to Idaho in 2005. I don't think I've ever sat down with somebody and said, I'm out of things to try. There's always more things to try. So I think that the politics has driven that conversation a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times the purported medical benefits of cannabis have influenced the conversation, but the real underlying mission is to get recreational approved because that's how they're going to make a lot of money. And so I personally don't care what people do recreationally. What I don't like is when false medical claims are made and false hopes are created in the minds of these very sick patients and their families to move a political ball forward. I think that's wrong.
So it's really being able to separate those two so that we can have that research done so that if it works, people can get the care that they need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really appreciate the two of you coming in and talking about this. First off, shedding light on it so we understand it better, but also talking about, you know, this recent study and the benefits that we've seen so far. So thank you to both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
My guest today, Dr. Christine Hahn, Medical Director of Idaho's Division of Public Health, and Dr. Robert Wexler, Medical Director for the Idaho Comprehensive Epilepsy Center. Really appreciate your time today.